News and Talk 1380 WAOK. If not you, then who?
Often tried, never denied, and willing to be tried again.
It's Derek Bozeman, a.k.a. our Community Action Man.
Your interests line up with the salvation of black people. I'll run into hell with a pair of gasoline drawers on.
On News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WAOK. That is retrospect and hindsight. We now know that the reason that George Zimmerman said that he felt he was within his right, that this was not a case of murder, that this was in fact a case of self-defense. He was threatened. He felt his life was in jeopardy. And in Florida, they have a provision in the law that says you do not have a duty to retreat, that you can, in fact, if you feel that you are in a struggle, a life and death situation, that you can, in fact, advance and that you can use deadly force. Many people did not know that. I mean, months and months and trial after the trial, marches and everything else. We now know George Zimmerman was found not guilty. What we also now know is that Georgia in 2006 passed almost an identical law to Florida. And Georgia also, in Georgia, you do not have a duty to retreat, that you can, in fact, stand your ground. This bill is now have become an issue of great concern. We have seen a number of cases where people are alleging use of deadly force against individuals, just like Trayvon Martin, who was unarmed. And in Georgia, there's going to be a public hearing tomorrow at First Iconium Baptist Church, being hosted by State Senator Vincent Ford. And Senator Ford is in the studio with us. Senator Ford, how are you?
I'm fine. First of all, let me say thank you for not just having me on this afternoon, but keeping the struggle live and making sure that people were up to speed on Trayvon Martin, stand your ground, and related issues for the last more than a year now. So we appreciate everything you've done to make sure the community understands and knows what's going on with the stand your ground law.
And we in the early days, I mean, we got on the bus. We took bus loads of listeners because this case absolutely fascinated us. Many people didn't know anything about Stand Your Ground. We just saw a gentleman shot a 17-year-old who, when you look at the fact pattern, this was an open and shut case, we thought, that a gentleman shot a 17-year-old who was unarmed. The unarmed young man did not aggress on He did not wasn't the initial aggressor with George Zimmerman.
That's right.
He was just walking home, and he found himself being followed, and then he found himself being shot. Georgia Stand Your Ground Law. Tell us about the Georgia version of the Stand Your Ground Law, and why do you want to repeal it?
You were correct in saying that Georgia passed the Stand Your Ground Law in 2006. Florida's was passed in 2005. It is a model piece of legislation drafted by the American Legislative Exchange Council, which is a right-wing think tank funded by right-wing money. And they came up with this idea of Stand Your Ground law, and it passed in Florida 2005. It came to Georgia in 2006. I remember vividly we fought a tooth and nail to try to keep it from passing, and it's been passed in several other states. More than a dozen states, if not two dozen, have Stand Your Ground laws, and we think that it's unnecessary. We think it's a law that should not have ever passed, and we think it's a law that should be repealed. We believe it's a shoot first and ask questions later law. You know, self-defense has been in common law in Western civilization for 1,000 years, protecting your house. It was in place before Stand Your Ground. Stand Your Ground goes long beyond, far beyond the standard self-defense laws, and says that the only thing you have to do, whether in your house, your car, or somewhere in between, to be able to shoot someone is that you have to have a fear. You have to be afraid for your well-being, and then you can shoot someone. That's the very basic thumbnail version of what Stand Your Ground law does, and we think that after not only the Trayvon Martin situation, but also just a few weeks ago, an Alzheimer's patient, a elderly man who had Alzheimer's, wandered from his house, found himself in the yard of a neighbor, and was shot down like a dog. We think that's wrong. So this is something that we're going to be discussing tomorrow night at First Iconium Baptist Church Town Hall meeting to strategize on how we're going to work to repeal the Stand Your Ground law tomorrow evening, 7 p.m., at First Iconium Baptist Church, which is at 542 Moreland Avenue here in Atlanta.
404-892-2703. That gets you inside the conversation with Senator Fort. 404-892-2703. We'll come back. We got to push back on Senator Fort a little bit. We have the gun rights. I have a right to have my gun. And I shouldn't have to run from you. If you run up on me, whether it's knockout game or whatever, I got my gun on me. It's my duty to send you to the cemetery.
All right. Well, we'll that conversation.
All right. When we come back, you know, you run up on me, you're going to get what you got coming.
And I think that you probably need to get what you got coming. But right, you don't need to Stand Your Ground law to do it.
All right. 404-892-2703. What's wrong with Stand Your Ground? When we come back, is Stand Your Ground also racially skewed? We'll talk about the case of John McNeil. He stood his ground on his own property, on his porch. He was on the porch of his house and had to shoot a man who was threatening him and his family. And he's a black man who shot a white man. And guess where John McNeil found himself? Do you think he found himself standing his ground still, or do you think he found himself in a state prison? Is there a racial bias component to Stand Your Ground? 404-892-2703. They're going to be a big town hall meeting. You don't want to miss it tomorrow at First Iconium Baptist Church, and we have the chief architect of what he says is going to be a dogfight under the gold dome to end Stand Your Ground. State Senator Vincent Fort is here in the studio. 404-892-2703 is our phone number. We'll be back. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WLK. Too much truth.
God sent you here for a reason. You have a purpose in life, and I just thank God for you.
It's Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WLK. call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
The Ultimate Fighting Championship is back.